You are standing on the site of the Great Community Synagogue. Explore the site with its memorial stone, commemorative inscriptions, outline of the synagogue's floor plan, and 140 bronze chairs. Walk among the chairs. This will give you a particularly good sense of how large the synagogue once was. It's a Saturday morning in 1930. We accompany a father and his son on the way to the Shabbat service. Leipzig's Jewish community has just celebrated the 75th anniversary of its synagogue.
Oh, we should get a move on. Lampel always starts on time, after all.
Ever since I read the commemorative volume, my mind has been in a whirl. I had no idea just how young our community actually is.
The synagogue is 75 years old, but its history began long before that.
The book mentioned Mesjuden. At first, I thought the word had something to do with the Messiah.
No, it comes from the Leipzig trade fairs. Jewish merchants were allowed to come here to trade, and so they were called Mesjuden, literally trade fair Jews. The term was usually derogatory.
So they were allowed to do business here, but not to remain permanently?
There were some Jewish families who had settled permanently in Leipzig during the 18th century, but they didn't yet have a community of their own. They met in small prayer rooms. It was only with the opening of this synagogue that Jewish life in Leipzig gained a common focal point.
Was your grandfather one of those trade fair Jews?
Yes. That's why the book moved me so deeply. For the first time, I felt that it was telling his story too.
Is that the psalm from the consecration?
Exactly. In 1855.
The commemorative book also mentions how diverse our community has become. Liberal and Orthodox Jews, long-established Leipzig families, and people who have come here from Eastern Europe.
And it's precisely this diversity that makes our community so vibrant. But it can also lead to conflicts and misunderstandings.
4 years ago, there was a big concert in our synagogue. You were there, weren't you?
Exactly. It wasn't just for members of the community. It was intended for people of different faiths. Quite a few Leipzig residents entered a synagogue for the first time that day.
Because of the music?
Yes. And some of them may have gone home with a different impression of us. That's why Lampel leads tours of the synagogue, gives talks, and even speaks about our music on the radio. He builds bridges through music.
Now I understand why the commemorative book is so important to you.
Samuel Lampel was the last cantor of the Great Community Synagogue. Through concerts, guided tours, lectures, and radio programs, he brought Jewish and non-Jewish Leipzig residents together, made Jewish life more visible, and strengthened the Jewish community at a time of growing exclusion. During the November pogroms of 1938, the liberal Great Community Synagogue on Gotthardstrasse was destroyed. Nevertheless, some of its music has been preserved. In 1928, Lampel published a collection of sheet music entitled Kol Shmuel, The Voice of Samuel, and a few copies survived. You will now hear music from the collection in a recent recording by the Leipzig Synagogue Choir.